that which we resist will certainly persist. Be mindful of thought. While thought in a vacuum is not real, it's not tangible. You can't touch it. You can't taste it. You can't sell it. Well, most of us try. However, repeated thoughts turn into internal beliefs. We all know if we tell ourselves something over and over and over again, we will eventually believe it to be true. On a basic physical level, our brain can trick our body into believing any thought that we repeatedly tell ourselves. Our brain, our mind, can trick our body, can physically, on a chemical level, trick our body into believing that that thought is true. Not only is it true, but that thought, as a task, has been completed. That thought has already transpired in reality. When in fact, nothing has even happened. Oftentimes we overanalyze, overthink. Yeah, it's good to be prepared. Boy Scouts, prepared, always. But don't overthink it. I'll be the first to raise my hand. I'm guilty. I'm constantly overanalyzing. And we as humans get to the point of analysis paralysis where we become frozen. A combination of paralysis mixed with what I mentioned before. Our brain, our mind, tricking our body into believing that task A, B, and C is already completed. To the extent that results X, Y, and Z have already played out. So I prefer to simplify life. I've said it before. Step out of thought. Step out of your mind. While still being a participant and being present is certainly more fulfilling and more important than being a distant spectator. In the same breath, I prefer to observe the observer from a distance while still remaining present in order to be more productive, to conserve energy for the important things in life. I say all the time, no thoughts, no worries. Acceptance is peace. If you forget everything I ever say, always remember those seven words. No thoughts, no worries. Acceptance is peace. Peace.